from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
To play or not to play, that is the question for Jed Wills. There's a lot of people saying he doesn't want to play, and then there's some other people saying I don't even want him out there. That and whether or not we can use rust as an excuse Monday morning if Deshaun Watson doesn't play well. Hopefully it doesn't come to that to begin with. Hopefully he plays well and the Browns win. But we can't fast forward to Monday now, can we? But to talk about all these things, we welcome in Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay. I'm getting by, Mary Kay. I am pensive, though, about the status of Jed Wills, not just on Sunday, but for the future. He says, I'm not starting. Then he's like, well, I didn't say I wouldn't play. So what do we got? I imagine it's going to be Jack Conklin over there at left tackle on Sunday. I know the question is maybe between him and James Hudson. Would we see Jed Wills at all on Sunday, or are we just moving forward to week two with him?
I think it would be really tough for him to rejoin practice on Wednesday and then get out there and play on Sunday. We can't rule it out. He didn't rule himself out, and certainly Kevin didn't rule him out. But I think it would be very difficult. I've watched DeJuan Jones work his way back since May from his own torn MCL, and it takes a little bit of time. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jack is out there. Maybe they'll even alternate a couple of guys over there if they're not sure that Jack is ready for a full game coming off of his own injury. So they're keeping everyone guessing right now, but I feel like Jack will be involved to some degree.
Mary Kay, do you think we will see a traditional new game plan, whatever that would be under the new offensive coordinator? Do you think they'd be a little hesitant given the uncertainty on that offensive line?
Oh, I think that you will see all of the new stuff that they've put in. They're ready to roll out their new offense. They're excited about it. It maximizes Deshaun's skill set. It really highlights and focuses these receivers and what they can do, including with the yards after catch and things like that. So this is going to be a new offense. And if Jack is in there, certainly he's a 2-time first-team All-Pro. He can handle whatever they throw at him, and they're not going to hold anything back.
New offense, so what we see during the preseason doesn't matter? We're going to see something kind of different on Sunday?
Oh, they didn't show very much in preseason at all. In fact, they didn't even play anybody in preseason, including Deshaun Watson. So everything will be different. Everything's pretty much been kept under wraps. They've worked on a lot of the stuff since they closed practice to us a couple of weeks ago. So it will be different in every way from what we saw in preseason, especially in terms of the personnel, because nobody was really out there.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. So can we talk rust when it comes to Deshaun Watson on Monday morning?
You know, I mean, I do think it might take him a little while to get back to peak form. He hasn't played in a game since November 12th. And so, yeah, I do think learning a new offense and coming off surgery and not having played for so long, it might take him a little while to warm up. But I think it's going to come together. So if it's not a well-oiled machine this Sunday against the Cowboys, I don't think anybody should panic about that. I think people should recognize and understand that it might take a little while. These guys are learning a new scheme. There are choice routes that require a lot of timing and precision and communication between the receiver and the quarterback. And so there are going to be some kinks to work out here, and they might not have it all figured out in week one, but it will continue to get better.
We heard the quarterback guru for Deshaun Watson, Quincy Avery, say the velocity might be at an all-time high for Deshaun Watson. Watson said yesterday he thinks he is still elite, says there are no limitations. Do you think that they are just trying to will this to happen, or do you really believe that the belief is there that we're going to get the Deshaun Watson from Houston starting this Sunday?
Well, once again, I think they 100% believe that Deshaun Watson is going to be the Houston version of himself. But I think, once again, everyone must recognize that it might not look like that from the jump. Now, the arm strength looks like it's there. The velocity looks like it's there. He has worked very, very hard. But, again, I think that people should just perhaps temper the enthusiasm or the expectations a tiny bit for game one. He has not felt the speed of the game. Mike Zimmer is going to be throwing a lot at him. When they practiced against the Vikings threw a lot at these guys, and they confused them. They crossed them up with different things. And that is exactly what Mike Zimmer is going to be doing. He's going to be moving Micah Parsons around all over the place. He's going to be faking the blitz. He's going to be giving multiple looks, pre-snap, post-snap. I mean, there's just a lot that's going to be going on out there. And once again, you're going to be having receivers that are learning their quarterback for the first time in Jerry Jeudy and some others. And so, yeah, I don't know that he's going to go out there and look exactly like he did in that second half against Baltimore on Sunday. But again, I think it will be a work in progress, and it will continue to improve.
All right, lowered expectations, getting you excited.
Brown
Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Can't wait.
Well, Mary Kay, Ken attacked me earlier in the show.
And I will continue to do it after Mary Kay joins.
Because I laid out a bunch of reasons why they might not start out that hot in this game, why they might lose this game, and why that might be okay because it's an NFC team. And for all the reasons that we've just talked about with Watson, I mean, through the years, in his first game, he has absolutely struggled. I've crunched the numbers, Mary Kay, and on average, in his six debuts, each and every year that he has played in the NFL, 16 of 28 for 181 yards, one touchdown, one interception, 3.5 sacks per game, and a quarterback rating of 73.8. He has struggled in his openers. So it stands to reason why that might be the case here the seventh time around.
Well, every year is different. Every team is different. Every supporting cast is different. He's got a lot of weapons on this football team. There are a lot of places to go with the ball when he gets in trouble. He can also run it. There are so many things that he can do, and he's back in an offense that he feels very, very comfortable in. So I think you can kind of throw those numbers out the window, and they're going to game plan this so that he can have success in this first game. Again, Mike Zimmer is going to have a say in that matter, and he's going to try to do everything he possibly can to confuse this new offense. He knows that these guys are still learning it, and so he's going to be doing everything in his power to make sure that Deshaun doesn't get the ball out quickly and he can't go to the right place with the ball. But he will be looking for the open man, the man who gets open the fastest. He did say that yesterday. And as long as, and these guys are all really, really good separators. We can see that in practice. You can see Jerry Jeudy getting open. You can see Amari, the great route runner, and how he does it. So I think that it's set up for success. We'll just have to see how it goes in week one.
I'm going somewhere with this, but this is going to sound silly. Who is the most important member of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, right now it's got to be Deshaun Watson. There's no question in my mind about that. He is the most important member of the Browns right now, and it comes down to him because everything else can be going well, but if your QB isn't right, then the team will follow that. So it's got to be him.
I agree. There were people who disagreed with me, though, and I'll get to that in a moment. But who is the second most important member of the Cleveland Browns?
I'm going with Myles Garrett there. If Myles Garrett can wreck the game and make sure that Dak can't do what he wants to do, then you know, on that side of the ball, that's the most important player. So I think it's... These are pretty easy questions in my mind.
See, I don't, for whatever reason, I'm like, I know about Miles. I rely on Miles, but I don't find him to be the second most important. I just look at that offensive line. I'm like, man, They got to protect this guy. If he goes down again, this means more than just this season. This is bad. I think that the offensive line, I think the left tackle is probably the second most important right now.
Well, I'm sorry, but I would disagree with you on that.
I'm stupid. I'm allowed to be stupid. I could be stupid. It's okay.
No, it's okay. It's just when you have a generational player, a dominant player, the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year, who can take over a game and wreck a game, and who has the mindset that he has this season, where he knows that he has to go out there and be Superman, basically. I just think that that's going to be more important than what's going to be happening at left tackle. They can chip the left tackle. They can give him help. They can game plan around that and do what they need to do. But if Miles is over there doing his thing, that can make or break the game.
Mary Kay, do we have any idea how the Browns are going to approach the brand new kickoff in the NFL?
Well, once again, I think that's going to be a work in progress like everything else. I think as the weeks go by, teams will approach it differently. We've seen things in practice of, different guys returning and some things that they're going to be doing, which we can't really say or report on. But I think it'll be pretty, standard or basic, the things mostly that you would expect in the beginning. And as they see how that goes, they can get a little bit more exotic with it.
Are people right to question whether or not Jed Wills has a passion for the game?
No, I don't think so. I think Jed's personality might lend itself to that sort of speculation, but I think Jed is just more of an easygoing kind of guy. That's just who he is. It doesn't mean he doesn't have fire and passion for the game. I think Jed Wills right now is working very hard and trying very hard to come back from a knee injury. And people don't know what that's like. They don't know what's going on in that knee. None of us really know exactly why it has taken him so long to get back out there. But for whatever reason it has, I don't know if there were setbacks or complications. They've told us that there haven't been. But I know that he's there every day working really hard and that he does want to be out there and he wants to be great at this. And he's got good friends on the team. It's not like everybody's questioning what the heck he's doing. It's not like that at all. So I think once he can get back out there, I think people will be happy with his performance this season.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours, and we will talk to you again soon.
Mary Kay, did you lock in a record for the Cleveland Browns this year?
Oh, my goodness, I didn't even ask.
You know what? I have not written it yet, so that will be out tomorrow morning.
All right, we don't want you to scoop yourself on that.
I want her to give away what she can sell.
Well, we need people to subscribe and to click and to get their subscriptions. So, Mary Kay, we appreciate that. Didn't mean to try to get you in trouble. Do you have them finishing in the top two in the division?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, you're going to have to wait for that, too.
Whoa! Hey, Mary Kay, how close were they to trading for Brandon Ayuk?
Well, it came down to basically what Brandon Ayuk wanted to do is the way that it's been described to me by some people. And he had certain places he was really excited to go. And all along, maybe he thought that this was going to happen, that he would end up back in San Francisco. But I do think that if he would have signed off on the deal, there's a good chance he would have been here.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well, line up the excuses, Anthony Lima. It's like we're at a wedding and you guys are doing shots.
So that's part of the problem here, right, Kenny?
Shots of excuses. Hey, bartender, line up all the excuses. All right.
Make mine a double.
Down the line you go. Everybody wants to buy the groom a drink. Yep. How about some excuses?
That is part of the issue that I think you're pointing to when we're kind of getting into it about this is
you have still two, my own whiskey called excuses.
You have two things going on at the same time. You have all these reasons that I've laid out of why he might struggle this week against the Cowboys. But yet on the other side of it, the way the fans talk about him, it's not even game to game. It's almost half to half on how they feel good about him.
Yeah.
And so they don't want, you're right, they don't want to hear excuses. They want to start out with a bang immediately. I'm just saying it's tough for a QB who just has not been in the thick of it and hasn't played and had live snaps in so long.
Too bad.
And even the last time he did, he was so incredibly up and down.
Too bad. It got, if you guys think I'm being uncompromising, please, 216-474-0092. I think I'm just being a conduit for you guys. I'm not one of the people, like, we had a couple of calls earlier. Like, there were some people who clearly are rooting against Deshaun Watson and want him to fail, and they want him out of here. That is not my end game. I'm just not going to sit here and load you guys up with a bunch of BS about his performance on Sunday if he doesn't do well. Everybody I talk to is trying to temper expectations a bit. He doesn't start off well in a season. He's coming back from a big injury. You guys don't want to hear any of that stuff. He's a professional football player. You don't want to hear any of it. And for Lima, who's saying, well, there's some explainable things here, you're the one who got upset with him saying he was still an elite quarterback. He was asked the question whether or not it's kind of a loaded thing. He didn't just come out and pump his chest and say he was.
I would have answered
it. But you're the one who got upset over it.
I think, again, he doesn't really care to endear himself to certain fans. I know we had a caller earlier that said, no, he's endeared himself to plenty of fans, just maybe not the fans you talk to.
Oh, that's true.
That was, you know, real Xavier P. who laid out a case. I think he could have just said, "Hey, I still think I'm an elite quarterback, but I know that I have to play so much better than I have played so far in Cleveland. I know we're capable of it." Like, I think that would have done better with fans than just saying, "Yeah, I'm still elite."
Yeah,
well, fans have not seen an elite quarterback. They haven't seen anything close to an elite quarterback.
And I'll tell you straight up, I don't think he needs to say any of that stuff. I mean, you say you want to hear something different. I don't think fans want to hear it at all. Do we have that clip, by the way, there, Owen? I think we do have that clip. This is Tom Withers asking him a question whether or not he can still considers himself a elite quarterback.
You see, you played at the highest level at Clemson and then again in the NFL. Do you feel like you still are among the elite quarterbacks in this league?
Of course. No doubt.
And Lima took umbrage.
Well, I'm just saying, there's so many fans that call us all the time. There's so many of my friends that text me that are counting down the days to his contract till his contract is over. Are they in the minority?
I didn't say they were in the minority. I said you had weird friends. That's what I said.
Not only
I don't text you these things.
Has he not played close to an elite quarterback? He hasn't even really played like a franchise quarterback.
I texted you an Instagram video. That's the only thing I've texted
you
recently.
I do enjoy
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Here is the church. Here is the steeple. 216-474-0092. Greg in Twinsburg. Am I being uncompromising, Greg? Am I being too rigid? Should I give Deshaun Watson a little bit more leeway? Why am I starting to sound like Jiminy Glick when I ask you these questions, Greg?
Kid Carmen, hell no, you're not being too uncompromising.
Thank you.
This guy needs to come in and be at least a top 15. We had a guy come off a couch last year and look like a stud. There's no reason this guy shouldn't come in and just be at least a promising starting quarterback. If he looks like trash, there's no more excuses. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you shouldn't be coming in here
Thank you.
And play like a first round pick guy. That's all I got to say about that.
And the word of a coach of a team that we hate. Greg, thank you for the call. The standard is the standard. I'm just trying to set a standard. Tired of excuses.
He's right.
Tired of getting the buckets of water and carrying them around. I'm done. It's been 2 years. You either play well or you don't play well. One of the two.
The Flacco part of that is 100% what will be thrown in Deshaun's face if he struggles this week.
That's the way they're going to feel about it. Let me get back to the phones. Ray in Cleveland. Ray, good morning.
What's up, fellas? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right, Ray.
All right, Ray. First time, long time, baby. Super Browns. Yeah. Ray, am I being uncompromising? Should I be less rigid?
No, be rigid. It suits you well.
Thank you. Is that it?
You got rigid. And look, no mulligans, guys. No mulligans.
There you go.
We got to win this weekend. We got to take it to them. The fans got to show up. We got to show out. We got to get to the Muni lot early. We got to get to our chairs early, and we got to root these guys on. I'm so tired of all these negative guys like Jim and all these other people up here. It's just ridiculous. Okay. Get behind your squad and
Let's go, Ray.
Well, I want them to do well.
Let's go, Ray.
I agree with you. I want them to do well. However, I can't see. This is weird because I think a lot of people
Ray's
have excuses.
Ray's doing a pep rally right now.
But Ray's right.
On Ray.
Ray is showing you.
I'm an informed fan, dude. I listen every day. I know what's going on with you guys. They're a tough bunch of guys, and the fans are going to have them ready.
See, Ray's right.
We got the players of the year. We got everything we need to win in this town. We just need people that behave like winners.
Let's go. Thank you very much.
Thursday at 9:28. First inspiring true call of the season.
Took a while. Yeah, it did.
You didn't like Jim's call?
I said inspiring.
I mean,
it inspired me to do things.
Yeah, it did.
It wasn't positive.
He was fired up. Can't take that away from him.
But
he was passionate.
I think so many people are confusing tough talk, which this is tough talk, don't get me wrong, with wanting them to lose or wanting him to do poorly. No, I think we've had this argument for a long time. You guys know me. You guys know I want the team to win. I just ain't going to insult your intelligence and come on here on Monday morning and start saying rust and what did I write down that you said? This is like David Letterman. Top five things the lineman's going to say on Monday if the Browns don't do well. Well, one, it's the Cowboys, and it's an NFC game, and it doesn't matter. Two, rust. Three practices with the number ones where they work together. Four, first live reps for Deshaun Watson. Five, Jack Conklin at left tackle. It would be more reasonable last year. It would be more reasonable the year before.
Can I add another one?
It's no longer
reasonable.
I got my pen out. Go ahead and add another one.
Don't have Nick Chubb.
You're kidding.
Not valuable guy?
Yeah, he's valuable. It's just, boy, you just are coming up with everyone you can, can't you?
Hey, they're still favored. Vegas still thinks they're going to win.
Well, you're favored.
You're being a real anti-Ray right now.
Yeah.
I haven't made my selection yet.
Ooh.
Well, I hope you're picking the Browns. The Browns are the favorite team.
Where are you leaning?
I'm picking the Browns
to
win.
Game?
Are you still gathering
info? I'm picking the Browns to win.
And is it because of Watson, or do you think he is managed?
No,
do you think they won't open up the playbook necessarily for this game?
No, I think that they're the home team, and I do think for some reason.
Well, you don't have to think that. That's a fact.
Oh, well, okay, smart ass.
Yeah. Their 42nd final home game at this stadium in a regular season.
42nd final home game?
Yes.
What does that mean?
They will only have 42 more if the timeline works out so that they start their new stadium in 2029.
Oh, my God.
I've done the math. With 8 home games this year,
where did
9 home
that?
Games the following year, 8 home games after that, followed by 9, followed by 8, 5 years. Now, again, playoff games not figured in.
So this is only
the clock.
The fourth last home opener we have?
We have four
is
more
that
after
we
this.
Have? Okay. I mean, they're good at home.
The countdown is on.
I don't know if that carries over from year to year, but they're good at home. I do think that their defense is going to give problems. I think Mike Zimmer's defense is good. I don't think it's as good as what? What? What are you laughing at? I'm making a point here. What are you laughing at? Stop laughing at me. I'm making a point. What's funny?
Now, if they encumber some funding issues and it gets pushed back a year, You've got to add another nine home games to the tally.
No.
Now, if they go to an 18-game schedule, that changes the whole map.
Oh, they're going to do that soon. What about Burke? What if they decide to do it at Burke?
I don't know. They still have to get the EPA involved. Where are the Seagulls going to be? There's plenty of questions.
Oh, my God. That Green Bay game. No, it was a Vikings game. It started raining a little bit, and I looked up, and it was like an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
And you do your
and
voice.
I go, oh, my God, you've come for me. Hey, you thief rat, you come for me here. It was
Seagulls
bad.
Seagulls were angry that day.
Oh, my God, it was so bad. I looked up. I go, boy, you know it's a preseason game because they were up there picking at things. It was ridiculous.
Well, they have room to roam in the preseason.
Oh, my God. That is one thing. When they move to Brook Park, you'll be inland. There's still going to be seagulls because there's going to be a parking lot, and they're going to find a way in, and there will be trash there. But, my God. Oh, man, you looked up. It was terrifying. And then the other day, I feel bad saying this, I almost drove into them by accident because I assume they're going to move, and they didn't move. And I hammered the brakes, and thank goodness I did. And then they just kind of looked at me like, what are you going to do? You're just going to run us over? And I'm like, no. No. And then that was it, and then they moved. It was a weird situation. Is that an excuse for Deshaun Watson? Will a seagull get in the way of one of the passes?
Here's the great thing about this. Anybody that is annoyed that I'm bringing this up, because
I'm annoyed that you're bringing it up.
You feel like these games are all life or death. It's the NFL. It's why it is just a bigger deal.
It's not life or death. It's not. I'm not saying that their season's over
must
on
win.
Monday if they lose.
You're saying must win?
They're all must wins.
Are you saying this game's a must win?
This is a must win football game.
It's a must win, says Ken
Carman. It's a must win football game. But I'm not going to say the season's over. I'm going to tell you the truth of the matter. People have been waiting forever.
What I am saying is
10 months, Tone.
For all the people that are annoyed by that, man, if he plays well, if he totally outshines Dak Prescott, if the Browns take it to him, remember the start they got out to when they had Odell and they came out firing on all cylinders? They had all the gadgets and everything was working.
Which game?
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Tennessee, we got hammered.
Didn't they run the triple reverse with Odell and the throw? And anyway.
What the hell are you talking about?
Was it 2019?
We lost that game.
No, the Dallas game was 2020, right?
Are you talking about Dallas game?
About in Dallas game. Yes. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No,
that was in Dallas. Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't an opener.
If that happens in this game and Watson is the talk.
Well, if Odell shows up on me saying something, I'll tell you that.
I think he's out for Miami this week. If he is the talk, he could be the talk of the NFL if that happens.
Of course he could.
Then
be.
Now, I think you guys will be feeling unbelievably good. It's not going to. You're going to say he was able to overcome the fact that he didn't throw in the preseason in any of the games. He didn't play. He had a scaled back regimen, you know, day in and day out from OTAs to training camp. Coming off the surgery, he was saying he didn't know if he'd be able to play till November. And here he is in the opener, and he
so is what is anything he does off. is going to be positive because he wasn't supposed to play till November.
I mean,
because then I could turn right around and say, well, why did you rush yourself? This is supposed to be a long term investment. Why did you rush?
I'm just saying, if he comes out and he takes care of business like that,
it would be amazing, and I'd be very very happy about
it. It's going to be not a pep rally Monday.
It'll be a pep rally week.
It's going to be a pep rally week.
It will be a pep rally week, and I understand what you're saying.
And then what? You have Jacksonville? Come on.
You have. Oh, we're just taking opponents lightly now. Let's not be stupid.
I saw him last
Don't
year.
Don't be stupid.
I wasn't.
You
impressed.
Saw him in Cleveland last year. They're in Jacksonville this year.
Trevor Lawrence was a little injured. Okay.
I don't know how good he is.
Daniel Jones in week three?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're playing against a wing tee offense
there. And you're playing the Raiders?
What? 4-0.
They're 4-0. Who did they have?
You know what? You really. You could, if you win this game
the
on Sunday. They could,
did we just slip and fall into a schedule game?
Can I just tell you this?
Let's go.
You actually did spring this up on me. If they win that game on Sunday against Dallas, you very well might mess around and start 4-0.
4-0. Why are you stopping at 4-0?
5-0.
And then
that
what?
Game against Philadelphia is going to be a tough one. Don't even start
and
with
then
me.
And then you got the Eagles who, in their
ghost of Jason Kelce roams.
And their cowardly ways didn't want to play us in Brazil. You've got Cincinnati after that.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I said.
Oh, you heard him.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What you mean by that?
So that makes this a must-win game.
So where are the losses, Ken? You tell me where the losses are.
Well, it better not be week one.
The rust is going to be over by then.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Okay. Better get out there and better make sure he takes care of that business, because I am not making any sort of excuse. Tough Talking Ken is in, and I want him to win. And I don't mean to rhyme, but I ain't going to make any sort of excuses on Monday if it don't go well. Mitch, please.
All right, guys. Well, yesterday I was listening to the Cowboys press conferences in preparation for this Sunday.
Great.
Pass rusher Micah Parsons caught my ear the most by using some deadly terms to describe how he wants to elevate in his fourth NFL season.
It's like, who are you going to become to as you keep getting better? And it always brings me an analogy of it's the killer, the hitman, and the assassin. You know, the killer, sloppy. You know, he's probably going to get caught. You know, he's not very good at what he does, but he's a killer. You know, he's raw on the streets. And you got the hitman. The hitman might not get caught, but you know who did it. You know, like, he's probably a little bit more clean. And the assassin, you don't even know he's there. You don't even know he done it. You know what I'm saying? So each time you really want to develop, and I think at this fourth-year mark for me, I think I'm ready to be an assassin.
Well, they do know who this the assassin is if he misses, and then they take him out.
This is Micah Parsons?
Yes.
Is this the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? What are these nicknames you're making what up in for the world? Yourself?
You know, Micah, what are you doing? Micah does a podcast every week, and
it seems
like there are more headlines that come out of his podcast than even Jerry Jones.
Easily.
When he does his interviews.
Yes, yes. Hey, say what you want to. Again, it's Jerry Jones is one of the most interesting people in professional sports. Because he wants the conversation on the Cowboys, good or bad, doesn't matter. Whether people are exasperated with him, think they're a clown show, or whether they think they're the greatest organization in professional sports, he wants the conversation on them. And Micah Parsons, I tell you, he's taken right out of his boss's book and always adds something. What'd he say? The assassin and the what now?
The killer, the hitman, and the assassin.
Wasn't that the same thing?
No, he went to great lengths to try to
define which ones was
yeah,
which.
Yeah, but because you say a lot of words, I mean, it I feel 4 hours every day, but a lot of people think I'm full of it.
It all ends in death, Ken.
Well, I don't want anybody dying out there for crying out loud. Well, it's a football game. You. It's week one. We got 16 more to go.
In the movie The Professional, Leon, was he a hitman or was he an assassin?
I don't know.
Was he just a killer?
I don't know.
He was a professional.
Anyway, I ran the poll. Well done there, Mitch.
I ran the poll.
What'd you run the poll on, Ken?
Did you ever see Road to Perdition? That movie sucked. All right, who do you trust more at left tackle? Jed Wills or Jack Conklin? 81% said Jack Conklin. Guys, I don't want to be this guy. You guys are nuts.
Now, in the movie The Jackal, Bruce Willis is actually...
He is not in the top 10.
He's a hitman.
All right, here I go. Down the list, all right? This is PFF last year.
Takes out Jack Black with a big weapon.
Here we go, real quick. Who's better, Jed Wills or Trent Williams? Jed Wills or Tristan Wirfs? Jed Wills or Penei Sewell? Jed Wills or Kristen Darrisaw? Which, by the way, Myles Garrett stoned him in the joint practices. Jed Wills or Jordan Mailata? Jed Wills or Lane Johnson? Jed Wills or Tyron Smith? Jed Wills or Laramie Tunsil? Jed Wills or Rashawn Slater? I would say he's better than Colton Miller. I would say he's better than Andrew Thomas. I would say he's better than Terron Armstead. I think he's probably at the back end of the top 15. He's somewhere in there.
So you think he's 15th?
Yes, which means he's middle of the road.
If he's middle of the road, then you're signing him to an extension.
I would assume so. Yes, I would assume so. This is a big year for him, and he's not well liked by the fan base. And I've given basically ancillary silly reasons for it. But the more time goes by, the more I think that those reasons are the reasons why people don't like him. Honestly, I really do. I think for Jed Wills, he has a way about him that says that he doesn't really care. I'm not going to sit there and defend his work ethic, his work, the value that he has in football.
So you think he has a bad work ethic?
No. I didn't say that. I'm saying I can't defend it. I'm saying I'm not defending it. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I've heard plenty of people who've sat there.
Sounds like you're saying he has a bad work
ethic. All right, well, I've heard of plenty of people who know more about football than me who have questioned it. So what do you want from me? But I'm pointing out
your answer.
Even as that is the case, you have a guy who hasn't played left tackle since 2017.
That's
Jed Wills was playing left tackle last year, and he plays it relatively well.
And now I'd say
that's my issue.
I'd say
with this
he knows,
entire poll,
Kenny.
I know you guys don't like Jed Wills, and I'm sorry you don't like Jed Wills. He is the best we have for the position.
I would normally in this part of the show default to, well, he knows the system, but what is the system? How much have they changed the blocking schemes? I mean, John Greco says not a big deal, but we'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.